state your name and the city and state you're calling in from.
Mary, Seattle.
Linda North, San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, welcome. And then I heard Washington State, welcome on the call. All right, who else is with us this morning?
Ohio.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Ohio.
Yep.
Oh, Ohio, that's soup from Ohio. Your state could be getting saturated with you. I don't know. You better be careful. All right,
Jack,
you know, I'm gonna...
California.
Who was that?
Nate Black, Ohio.
All right, welcome. There's another person from Ohio. Who else is with us on the phone?
Ferdy Borsana, San Diego.
All right, more people from San Diego. Great. Again,
Chris,
everybody.
Chris, Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon. Hey, welcome. All right, welcome, welcome. Who else is here with us this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. It's Jack and Pam, Moore Park, California.
Hey, Jack and Pam. All right, welcome on the call. Great to have you here over in Southern California. We've got a little over a minute to go, so as you're getting on the line, if you wouldn't mind, simply state your name and the city and state you're calling in from.
Julie, St. George, Utah.
St. George, Utah. All right, welcome on the call, and I'm sure those of you in Utah, it's pretty much 100%. I'm going to see all of you guys next weekend. So very excited about that. We're down to like 50
Good
seconds.
Good morning, Eddie. Liz Perkins from Utah.
Oh, I was worried. I didn't hear Liz on the phone. My gosh. You know, all right. Well, welcome, Liz, and welcome. Great to have you on the call. You did such a great job. I had so many people praising last week's call, and they learned so much from you, and we appreciate you, Liz. Who else
Thanks,
is with
Eddie.
Us on the phone this morning? We're down to 30 seconds, guys. Who's with us?
Here. Linda Solette from Camp Washington.
All right. Washington State's in the house. All right. We got
Idaho.
Idaho? Wow. Okay. That's only the first person I think I've heard from Idaho. So we've got a lot.
Orlando, he's here.
Well, guys, I've got 8 o'clock Pacific, so hold on 1 second. I'm going to get the call muted. We're going to get this recorded.
Oh, ready.
We got the Bobby Moore.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from Petaluma, California, and I want to welcome you on this call. We are here now, of course, day 6. We started our countdown with day 100. And now we're down to 6 days to the event, and there's still time to get yourself over there. If you can get there, fantastic. We will still do a call. I'll do a live call from the event, so that'll be exciting for those of you that cannot get there. The following Saturday will be a recap of what happened at the event. So those of you that for one reason or another were not able to make it this time, we still love you. We understand, you know, that financially it could be a bit to get out there. Don't worry about that. Because we're going to make sure that every drop of information is going to be repeated back to you, so you're not going to be missing out. But I can promise you this, after this one, you better be prepared, because we're going to start the countdown for Las Vegas in September, and what an event that's going to be. Well, I tell you, I personally have been on a road tour this week, and I'm seeing a lot of things happen, the excitement in people's faces, you know, bringing in top distributors from other network marketing companies is... You know, I got to tell you, it's always fun when that happens, because that just helps with the belief level. I had something pretty funny happen to me. On Wednesday night, I was doing a training meeting in Boca Raton, Florida. And who shows up at the training meeting? One of the owners of our company, our executive vice president, Paul Morris. And I got to tell you, every time I'm in Florida, Paul will drive hundreds of miles just to get there. And he's doing all these presentations, plus, you know, getting ready for the conference and all these different things. So he shows up at this thing, and I'm doing a training. And let me tell you something about duplication. Here's a guy, 40 years in network marketing. He's sitting in the front row. I mean, that's pretty something, right? He's sitting in the front row, and then all of a sudden, as I'm doing the training, he takes out like a pad, and he starts taking notes. And I'm watching him take notes, and I got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, here is one of my mentors. I'm standing in the front of the room, you know, and I'm doing a training, and Paul Morris is writing and writing, and I see him thinking and looking and writing, and I got to tell you, it was a very proud moment in my life to see that. Now, a little later in the evening, you know, we were standing around talking, and I wanted to see, you know, what is it that I said, you know, that Paul wrote down? You know, maybe I should write it down. And I walked over, and I looked on the paper, and here's what I saw. 2 dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a pound of hamburger. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't really happen. But he was taking notes. But I thought it would be kind of funny if all he was doing was writing down a shopping list because he was so intent. But anyway, we had a great week, and all around the company, you know, things are just cranking. You know, today one of the things I want to talk to you about is choices, because we all make choices in life. Some of the choices are very difficult. Some of the choices look to be pretty simple. I fly a lot. Most of you who know me know that I fly quite a bit. And I have been, for the last, 7 years, a platinum medallion on Delta. And what that means is not only am I upgraded to first class almost every single flight, but when I fly with somebody, I can get them upgraded. Well, my youngest son, he was about 18 at the time, and he wanted to go to Beverly Hills, to Rodeo Drive. And I'm thinking, okay, no problem, I'll take him. Well, we got fortunate, and we got upgraded. And so now here I am sitting with my 18-year-old son in first class. And he's like, oh, this is unbelievable, and the seats are comfortable, and there's room. And the flight attendant comes out, and she's got the hot towels. And, oh, my gosh, my son is taking the hot towel on his hands, on his face. He's, Dad, it don't get much better than this. And then the flight attendant came out, and she said to him, would you like breakfast? And he looked at her and he said, what are my choices? And she said, yes or no. And so that was a pretty easy choice for him to make. Well, see, all of us on this call, we made a choice. We made that choice whether it was this morning or maybe when I made the choice 14 months ago. We made a choice to get started in X-Fuse, okay? We made that. We all saw the same set of information. And based on what we heard and we saw, we came to the conclusion that we wanted to be a part of X-Fuse. But you see, it's not when you get into X-Fuse that really counts. It's when X-Fuse gets into you. And see, today, I want to give you some information based on history, and I'm hoping that it moves you to make a choice. And that choice is to work this business as hard as Jeff Bracken works this business, as hard as Eddie Freeman works this business, as hard as Keith Halls works this business. And I want to give you a reason why. You see, we have other leaders from network marketing companies looking at us, coming on board now. But I still get the calls from other people trying to get me into their program. And I have to tell you, the longer I'm with X-Fuse, the better we sound. We at X-Fuse, what we are is everything that we do is based on logic. It's based on common sense. You see, as I look at what people think are opportunities in network marketing, there are some companies where there's no risk involved. Not at all. There's no risk that the company's going to go out of business. But at the same time, I don't see a lot of opportunity for growth. And I don't want to mention names of companies, but they're established. They're companies already doing, you know, $500 million to $1 billion a year in sales. And, yeah, there's no risk in those companies, absolutely. But the potential for growth in those companies is small. You know, only so many companies have ever made it to $1 billion a year in sales and network marketing. And you know, when you can count on the fingers of half of one hand, how many have gotten over $2 billion? And so where's the growth factor? I don't want to be the first one ever to take a company from $1 billion to $1.8 billion. That's not what I wanted, okay? Well, but there's another type of opportunity out there that you see, and that's with these startup companies, where, yeah, in a startup company, there certainly has the potential of an opportunity. But the downside is the risk factor is so high. But do you really want to do that? Do you really want to move to a network marketing company that you have such a huge risk of going out of business, okay? When I look at X-Fuse, what I see is the best of both worlds, because there's no risk that we're going to go out of business. There's no risk. I mean, there might have been a risk when I got started 14 months ago and the company was doing, you know, tiny, tiny numbers, but today, as our company continues to grow month after month after month, And we're adding leaders. And we're adding celebrities. And we're adding product. And we're adding to the back office. We're adding customer service people. You can see the growth. And we're adding new countries to go into. I'm sorry, but in the first year to open up two countries, one of them being Canada, my gosh, if I could get Paul on the phone and he could give you 24 hours straight on how difficult it was to open Canada and how much money it takes to get involved there and in Japan. But we did it. And now in year two, adding all these other new countries, we're obviously well-financed. It's well-evidenced. And so not only do you have no risk, but as you look at the opportunity, it's huge. As we grow from a couple of million dollars a month to $3 to $4 million a month to going into full-blown momentum to going to $40 million a month to going to $80 million a month all within the next 5 years. See, you've got the best of everything here. Now, why do I say that? Oh, man, is Eddie just, you know, is this a bunch of hype? No, not at all. It's excitement. It's not hype. Let's begin with the product. We have to look at history. If history has taught us anything, what we've seen is during the course of the last 12 years, that is from 1997 to now, there's only three brand new companies that have opened within that time frame that have been on to huge success to the tune of right around $1 billion a year in sales. And all three of those companies have one thing in common. They sell a liquid nutritional supplement using one superfood. One company uses the noni fruit. One company uses mangosteen fruit. Another company uses acai berries. And all we did was use logic, use common sense. Take all three of those and for the first time combine them into one product. Then take four more superfoods that four other network marketing companies are using as their main product, using one superfood, combine them, and now what you've got is something that no one's ever had, the first time ever, a multi-botanical. And then at a stroke of brilliance, instead of using the concentrates, we use the extracts, which you know are more effective. All you have to do is put a little vanilla syrup in your mouth, then put a little vanilla extract in your mouth. You can tell which one's more powerful. And so you begin with this sizzle product. But our research and development, we're always wanting to make it better. So now you add a couple of adaptogens, and you're looking at a product that's so powerful, you know, you got it gone out and certified by the Banned Substance Control Group, and now you've got hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of athletes, both professional and amateur, using the product, endorsing the product, none of whom get paid. You see, one of the things you need in network marketing is a sizzle product. There isn't a stronger sizzle product in the world of network marketing today than what we have. Because, again, it's based on logic. It's based on common sense. I can't tell you how many people, including myself, when we heard that the seven superfoods were combined using the extracts, all of us said the same thing. Why didn't I think of that? Well, you know what? Rick Cotton and Don Cotton, they did think of that. And they chose to take it through network marketing, and boy, are we lucky. Well, then I want to look at our compensation structure. Here's what I can tell you. I've got more people making money in my downline right now than I've ever had before in network marketing, and I'm only 14 months into the company. I am making, at the end of 14 months, more money. I know I'm not allowed to give out exact numbers of what I'm earning, but I can tell you this. This is definitely compliant. That in my last network marketing company, I earned $3 million in the course of my four-and-a-half-year run there. I am substantially ahead of the game here. And so obviously you cannot do that if you don't have a compensation plan. Everybody can argue, well, my comp plan is better. My comp plan is better. Here's what I can tell you about our comp plan, and I can say this because this is still compliant. We do not allot 55% of the commissionable volume to be paid back to the distributors. We don't allot that to be paid back. We actually, in fact, pay that back to the distributors. There is no breakage in this compensation plan. And so when people want to compare a binary versus a matrix versus a breakaway versus what we have, which is the enrollment rematching bonus, I mean, what we have, you know, just to put this in perspective, you run into people that say, oh, I hate binaries. Well, you know what? They're right. I know how they feel. I hate them too. If all we had was a binary, it wouldn't be nearly as attractive as what we have. Do you know that most of the leaders, well, you know what? I'll just speak for myself. Every week, approximately 80% of my check does not come from the binary. It comes from the seven-generation matching bonus. And so when you first get started, most of your check is going to come from fast cash. And then you're going to get most of your check coming from binary commission. But when you're in this long enough and you go to work as hard as some of us have, most of your check is going to come through the matching bonus. And so you see, that's it. Let me give you one more. When you sit down with a binary person who doesn't like this weak leg, strong leg thing because you only make money on your weak leg, you can let them know that your friend, your close friend, Eddie Freeman, makes more money on his strong leg than he makes on his weak leg. I didn't say I make more binary commission. I don't make any binary commission. But because of the matching bonus, I make more money on my strong leg than I've ever made on my weak leg. So we've got a compensation plan. Now I want to talk to you about something called timing. I want you to understand a little bit about really where you are in this company, because I want to give you enough information today that your belief level is so strong that nothing will hold you back, that you walk through that wall to make this happen, that you're no longer going to be afraid of contacting people, that you're going to go out there and contact them with a passion. You're going to go out there and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've got an incredible business entrepreneurial opportunity for anybody, whether they're network marketers, whether they're COOs of company, or whether they're the guy that brings you your steak at the Outback Steakhouse, okay? You want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've got this. Let me tell you where we are from a timing standpoint. Back in 1988, that was about 21 years ago, there was a young man from Florida. His name was Alan. And Alan moved from Florida to Massachusetts. And the reason he moved to Massachusetts was he went to Brandeis University. Always wanted to do that. And so he goes to Brandeis University, and at the end of his first semester, he flunks out. He can't take it. And they don't even want him back. He's not very good at school, is what they've all decided together. And this young man has no money. Man, he doesn't really have money to fly back to Florida. And he kind of liked being in Massachusetts. Apparently hadn't seen winter yet, okay? But he enjoyed Massachusetts. And he had made a lot of friends his age in college. So he wants to stay out here. He knows he's got to get a job. So one day, he opens up the Boston Globe. It's a newspaper in Massachusetts. And he sees this little hokey ad. This was in 1988. And the ad said, earn $10,000 to $20,000 a month, wear tailored clothes, because we didn't have designer clothes yet in 88, wear tailored clothes, drive a Mercedes. Oh, this kid is 18 years old, $10,000 to $20,000 a month, Mercedes, tailored clothes, I'm in. Turns out it's a network marketing company. I mean, this kid had to roll quarters and bounce checks to get into that company. Kid had no money. So he decides that he's going to work this thing because, wow, you get five people, you get five people, you get five people. Oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. And the concept had never been brought to him before about leveraging and residual income. And he had no credibility. 18 years old, doesn't know anybody in Massachusetts, but he had desire. He made up business cards. In those days, you can make 1,000 business cards for about $20. And he didn't have too many of those $20 that he could spend. But what he would do, he would go to Boston Garden, where our Boston Celtics and Boston Bruins play professional sports. He'd go to Fenway Park, where they would draw 35,000 people a night. He would go to every place that we were having music concerts. He would go into the train stations. And every day, he would hand out these business cards that said, earn $10,000 to $20,000 a month, drive a Mercedes, wear tailored clothes. He worked as hard as he possibly could. At the end of a year, he was a little frustrated. See, he wasn't exactly making $10,000 to $20,000 a month at that point in time. Although his check from the company was $1,800, he was spending over $1,000 a month to buy the check between the tools that he was using and the sales aids, the business cards, and then buying product that he didn't need out of fear of loss simply to get a check. And so he was netting $800 a month. He wasn't exactly driving a Mercedes yet. He didn't own an automobile, and he got around on public transportation. As far as the tailored clothes went, yeah, he still had the same navy blue sport jacket that he had when he had begun that company. Well, he was a little depressed, and it was now 1989, and he goes to his upline, a man named John. He said, John, this network marketing doesn't do it. I'm going to quit. John said, Alan, you can't quit yet. We just hit $4 million a month. Oh, my gosh. And Alan said, well, I don't understand how that number is significant to me. And John explained to him, in network marketing, there are four stages to a company's growth. And that first stage is formulation. You're formulating your ideas. This is when most companies will go out of business. After a while, you start to show a profit. Sales start to go up. You go into the second stage, which is called concentration. John said most companies never get out of concentration. But if you can ever get to the next stage, all bets are off. The next stage is momentum. Your product goes from being obscure to a product that is on the tips of people's tongues. And what will happen is your sales rep will shoot up like an absolute rocket ship. And this momentum will probably last anywhere from 2 to 5 years before stability, that fourth stage, will set in for the lifetime of the company. And he cited him, all these different network marketing companies. And then he cited real companies that are not network marketing companies, that once they hit critical mass at about $4 million a month, they go into momentum. And the people that are in before that can create huge amounts of income. And so John said to Alan, Alan, you got to give it another year. And Alan said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll give it another 6 months. 6 months later, Alan's check went from $1,800 a month to $23,000 a month. He was not yet 21 years old. He cannot vote. He cannot go to a bar room and have a beer with his friends if he wants to, okay? He doesn't even shave yet, and he's making $23,000 a month. It's now all these years later. In the last 6 years, my old friend Alan has earned in excess of $7 million, and all he works is about 3 days a year just showing up at the conventions. You are in this company at right around the same time he got into his company. Now try to sleep. We have a very unique situation when it comes to us hitting momentum, okay? Usually, in every other company that I have looked at, in every company in history that I have seen, the company is only open in the United States of America. So then they hit $4 million a month in the United States. If the company's good, they go into momentum. They'll go from $4 million a month to about $40 million a month over the next 18 months, okay? Now, then what they'll do is open up another country, usually something like Japan, if they can do that, and they start their momentum process all over again in Japan. We chose to do it a little differently. We are already open, both in the United States and in Japan. Our company will hit that magic $4 million a month. Again, this is just a prediction on Eddie's part. I believe we'll hit a true $4 million a month in real sales by our convention in September. Now, the company itself will take on a small type of momentum. However, if the volume is split just about half and half, or maybe 60% U.S., 40% Japan, neither one of us has really hit momentum yet. That momentum will occur the beginning of next year. And my feeling is you have between now and the next year to work this thing with a passion, like Jeff Bracken does, like Keith Halls does, like you are going to begin to do, like Liz Perkins is doing now, and Todd Telford, and just all of you that are out there working, Mark Barrett, and all these guys that are out there working, because they understand what happens. Mark Barrett lived it in his first network marketing company, where he got in, made a check, the company goes into momentum, and a couple of years later, that young man is earning in excess of $100,000 a month, okay? Even Mark will tell you, none of us are we really worth $100,000 a month? I got to tell you, I don't feel I'm worth the money I get paid right now, because I don't know of anything else I could do to make even close to this kind of money. And as I look and I see the horror that is out there in the economy, I've got to tell you, there are times I feel just a little guilty. I see so many people that I love struggling, and it's hard for me to do that. And that's why one of the things I'm going to ask all of you, as you're making a success in this business, not only do you show the business to people, but you always do what you can to help these other people, because I promise it will come back to you over and over and over. But you see, guys, that's the opportunity that we have. That's why Paul Morris, Rick Cotton, Peter Hammer, these guys go out and they work 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day, day after day. That's why I put in what I have. Folks, I am in a unique situation. I got involved early. I worked as hard as I possibly could for the last 14 months. There are nights you have even seen me in your city doing an opportunity meeting, and then I follow that up with a training, and you just see Eddie's got no voice left. Eddie is just, he's running on fumes, man. Thankfully, I've got the 7 Plus and 7 Plus Pro, but Eddie's out there running on fumes. How is he doing it? The other night, I worked all day in Florida. I was on the phone all day, met two people individually for an hour and a half or 2 hours at a time, did an opportunity meeting, went out to eat, recruited the waiter, went home, was on the telephone with people till after 1 o'clock in the morning, had a 3:45 wake-up call to have a taxi pick me up at 4:45 to get to the airport to take a plane the next day. Folks, this is pretty much a daily routine for me. And people say, and the thing is, if I didn't work anymore, I've already got legs going. I've already got so many incredible people that are in this business. And what's amazing, what you can't lose sight of, you've got to get out there and do this, because not all of the biggest people that are in my organization are people that I've personally sponsored. I've got people all around the United States that are working so hard to make this happen, and I didn't sponsor any of them. I brought in somebody who brought in somebody who brought in somebody who brought in somebody. And so if I stopped working, I don't think my check's going to go down. But see, I'm out here doing this because I know that this opportunity, which this is the only time it's ever come into my life. I've never had this opportunity before, never, which is why when people try to sway me into their company by making me huge financial offers, so huge that you would say, you turned that down? Yeah, I turned that down. Of course I did. Why? Because we've got the best program right here. And as long as our management team continues doing the right thing, and I have no reason to suspect that they won't. Why do I say that? I look at these four people. Now, individually, as I look at them, they're all incredible. When you put them together, see, individually, any one of them would be an asset to a corporate team. But let's think about this, okay? Rick Cotton is unbelievable. Rick is a distributor at heart. Rick is a visionary. But you know what? Rick loves doing what he's doing. But do you think for one moment that Rick would want to do what Don Cotton does? I mean, let's think about that. Do you think he even can do what Don Cotton does? I don't know if he can, but my guess is no. See, so now you got Don. Here's this guy, enterprise architect with Microsoft, CIO at GMAC. And he's the guy that's really running the company already as though we're a $1 billion a year publicly traded company. And do you think, though, as good as he is playing his position, that he could do what Paul Morris does? Are you kidding me? There's not a chance. Paul Morris is a guy that you won't find a more accessible guy in corporate network marketing in the world today. Now, I know that Paul takes calls. And let me tell you a little something about Paul. See, some of you were probably thinking, well, Eddie, he takes your calls because you're Eddie. You know, and but you know what? Although there is a portion of that that is true, absolutely, here's what I know for a fact. I have called Paul Morris before when he didn't know the call was from Eddie. I've called Paul Morris before from a phone number that was somebody else's cell phone. And you know what? He always takes the call. Even if the call is, hi, this is Paul Morris. You know, I'm on another three-way call right now. You know, try to call me back in 15 minutes. Even if that's how he answers the phone, the guy answers the phone. He's done three-way calls for me at 1 o'clock in the morning. He shows up at a training meeting I do. On Thursday, I'm doing a meeting in Fort Lauderdale. Well, Paul has done three other, on top of helping to run as a vice president of a company and a convention coming up next week, and on top of doing all that with deadlines and stuff that I don't even know about, okay? Not only is he doing that, he's meeting with somebody at the home office, a big guy, for a couple of hours. He then does two-on-one presentations for distributors, and then he drives as fast as he can, probably close to 100 miles, to come to the meeting that I'm doing. We would finish the meeting where there's a diamond from another network marketing company and finishes closing them. Takes another hour out of his day. You see, you don't have that. And by the way, as good as Paul is, he could what Don Cotton does? No. I've had this conversation with Paul before. I guarantee you right now, if Paul and I could switch places, that is, if he could be a distributor and I would be the owner of the company, he'd do it in a heartbeat. He'd do it in a heartbeat, okay? Because his heart is with the distributors. Now you add what Peter Hammer does. I don't even have enough time on the phone to tell you what Peter Hammer does. And then you add to that people like what Cass does and getting these events coordinated. And then you add to that Bobby Martin. I got to tell you something. I've had this conversation before with Bobby Martin. She's an attorney that's ahead, that is in charge of our compliance department, okay? And I've told her that being her job in compliance, to me, you know, I'd say, why don't you just become somebody that works in the airline with lost luggage? Because nobody walks into you with lost luggage and a smile on their face. And they go to Bobby with compliance, and it's usually because somebody hasn't been compliant. And you know what? They get all upset with Bobby. Let me tell you something. She's there for a reason. She wants to be part of a billion-dollar company, too. And you see, you look at all of this put together, and you have got opportunity of a lifetime, an opportunity that I don't think is ever going to come by again, an opportunity that's not out there anywhere else. And so what I want you to do right this minute is just go over in your mind what you heard here today. I want you, when this call is up and recorded and is online, I want you to play that call. I want you to listen to it. I want your downline to listen to this call. And then I want you, hopefully, I've given you enough information today that you can make a choice. And your choice is not only are you signed into this business, but you are going to go out there knowing in your heart and soul the opportunity that we have. And you're going to go out there and you're going to recruit. You will become a lean, mean, rootin', tootin', recruiting machine. I don't want you to do it for me. I want you to do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for the people that you love. Because if it's money and time freedom that you're after, and if it's good health that you're after, we got it. We got it, and there's nothing else close. Well, guys, I don't know if anybody's going to have any questions about what they heard today, but if anybody does have a question on today's call or just anything in general, if you'd like, hit *6, and that will unmute you, and I've got time for a few questions.
Hi, right, Eddie. Well, this is Earl from Montana.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, I'm really excited about this opportunity, but I think we're the only one in the whole network marketing industry that has a residual income potential in the first 30 days. Am I correct with that?
You know, I don't know, because I don't know everybody's compensation plan, Earl. I know that there's other network marketing companies that are good companies, but I know that there's nothing close to what we have. But I don't know every. I promise you, I don't know every compensation plan out there. But I know this, no one's got a better one. So hopefully that answers a little bit.
I have a question for you. I know you mentioned it may be up where you can review this again. Where would you review it at online?
Okay, this will be posted. This call is being recorded. Someone's recording it. It's not me today. I usually do, but I couldn't. So someone's recording the call, and you just go into, I believe, the calendar section on the XFuse website. And it's on there somewhere. And if anybody else can help me out on this, if you know the answer better than I do, because I don't usually review these calls. Once I do them, I'm on to the next call or planning for the next call. So if anybody can help out here where you find the recorded calls, just hit *6 and let us know.
Hello, this is Bob. I'm calling from Boston.
Hey, Bob.
How are we doing?
Unbelievable.
Good. Listen, I just signed on the other day, and I got one of those little meetings I got to go to here in Beverly, the Yacht Club, on Wednesday night. And it sounds like a very interesting company. I'm looking forward to doing it. I was in some marketing before, but I backed out to, you know, afterwards. It was just something I got scared about. So this time I'm not going to do that. This time I'm just going to go for it. I got nothing to lose.
No, you sure don't. And by the way, I'm the guy that's going to be doing the meeting for you in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Oh, you are. Anyway. I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you out as well. Do we have any questions this morning?
Yes, Eddie, this is Sherry from San Diego.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. How many people do you think is a good number to have recruited before we get into the momentum stage?
I think that there isn't a definitive number.
Okay.
I think the more poles you have in the water, the more fish you'll catch, because what's happening is right now you're fishing with a pole. And you put your fish in the, you put your pole in the line and you catch a fish, and you throw your pole in the line and catch a fish. What's going to happen is when we do go into momentum, you're going to be fishing with a net, because all those people that you brought in, who brought in people, start bringing in people. You know, there is, really isn't a correct answer for what you just said. It could be as little as two. I mean, can you imagine if Keith Halls was one of them and Jeff Bracken was the other one? You know, one on one side, one on the other. Then you'd be pretty much set for life. Yeah, that would be pretty good. As a matter of fact, Steve Campbell can tell you just how awesome that is.
I bet he can.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Eddie. But it could be a lot more than two also.
Right.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
This is Laura Carlton. I am calling from San Diego, and I have a three-part question. The first part is, I loved everything so far about XFuse. I'm really excited and motivated. This is my second week onto the company, and I want to go big. So I want to know when you're coming to San Diego, number one. Number two, I would love to challenge you to meet me in Maryland. I have a big fish, but I need your help. And number three is Ray Cotton. I would love to hear more about him. The whole Christian opportunity there is huge for me. And I want to get into contact with him. Is there anything that I can send an email or phone? I don't know. I just need to get access.
Okay. Let's see. The first one, you just talk about your opportunity and you're excited. The second one was, will I get on an airplane and fly to Maryland for a person? And the answer is today, I probably wouldn't be able to get on an airplane and go meet him yet. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd have you put him through due process, make sure he listens to a sizzle call. He's gone to a website. Let me get on the phone with him. That I'll do. I will do a three-way call for you, absolutely.
Okay.
And then we'll see, because maybe he's the type of person that needs to come right to Florida to meet with Rick and Don Cotton and Paul Morris and meet with the corporate.
Okay.
And as far as Rick Cotton goes, Rick is in Japan right now. Gets back, I think, Sunday or Monday, and is then, you know, immediately off to Utah for our event. And then, of course, a few days after that, he's going to be tied up. However, that's not to say that, you know, you can't end up doing a three-way call with Rick Cotton. And so eventually, I promise you, you call me, and I'll make sure that you get a three-way call with Rick Cotton. Remember, he's very busy, and it could take a couple of weeks.
Yes. And you know what? And I could just even send him an email or something. I mean, I don't want to, of course.
Okay, well, I'll figure out what his email is, because I'm not an email guy. We got time for one or two more questions or comments, so thank you very much, San Diego.
So when are you coming to San Diego? Do you not have
Probably, I'm thinking I'm there the first week of May. I don't know. Get together with Jed Buenaluz. Is Jed in your, do you know who Jed is?
No, but I will meet him.
Get a hold with Jed or get a hold with me, and we'll figure out a time. Somewhere, probably around the first week of May is my guess.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? Also, I think I heard somebody's voice trying to get in.
Hey, Eddie, this is Farley Duvall in Oklahoma City.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Do you know when you'll have your schedule posted? I heard you mention last week you were going to Charlotte.
I'm going to be in Charlotte Friday next. Oh, no, that's Greensboro I'm going to be in. I don't know when I'm going to Charlotte yet. As soon as I... What happens is the process is, excuse me, people ask me to go. I say yes. We figure out a day, and then once they have the location, we post it on the XFuse website. So I'm hoping to have a lot of stuff posted over the next week or two. And then it will be over for the next 2 months.
I look on there frequently.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Eddie, Bobby and Marv Dorn here to thank you for another outstanding call. And those people who need to find it, it'll be on the calendar, and it'll be posted pretty quickly. So just go in their back office, get on the calendar, and they can find it easily. And
perfect.
We thank you.
Thank you so much, Bobby, and Marv, and thank Bobby for me as well. Well, guys, we've come to the end of another session, and, boy, I tell you, if I push the button, in any one of you, the way my button was pushed 14 months ago, then I will have achieved what I was trying to do on this call. For you to understand the opportunity, how immense it is, it's sitting right in front of you, and all you have to do is go out there and grab it. Don't get too emotionally attached to the outcome of any one person that you're trying to recruit. You're a professional now. I want you to go out there. I want you to work this thing with integrity, work it with passion, put everything you have into it, because it will show you huge, huge rewards. I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to open it up now for everyone to give me.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
And I hope to see each and every one of you next week. And for those who I can't, I hope to hear you on the call. Take care. Goodbye,
thanks,
everybody.
Eddie. God bless, Eddie.
Thanks,
bye,
Eddie. Good job, Eddie. We love you, man.
Great call, Eddie.
McCombs. Hello? Hello?